listeners, these ayat kareema that I have recited before you are verses of several different chapters of the Quran. I have tried my level best to discuss some other incidents pertaining to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam while we are in the process of discussing Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Also other incidents which the Quran has made mention about. We find another strength or another power that Musa alayhi salatu wassalam also had to face was the strength and the power of Qarun. In fact, Qarun was from amongst Bani Israel, and this is exactly what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى, that Qarun was from amongst Bani Israel, from amongst the nation of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And not only that, but rather he was from the relatives of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu has went to the extent of mentioning that he was the cousin of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. But nifaq and hypocrisy came into him like nifaq and hypocrisy came into Samiri. He was amongst those people who Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had selected and had taken to Mount Tur to physically hear the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then they claimed to see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Qarun was from amongst the tribe of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and he was from amongst Bani Israel. He was very learned. In fact, the ulama in the Mufassirin had written, "Kana a'lamu an-nasi bit-Tawrah ba'da Musa wa Harun," that he was the most knowledgeable person with regards to the injunctions of the Torah after Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and Harun alayhi salatu wassalam. So he had divine knowledge also. And here in the forthcoming ayat, as we will discuss, where he boasts and brags about the wealth that he had, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had repeatedly reminded him that, remember, this is a test from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't boast and brag, and do not be arrogant and abrupt about your wealth. With regards to the wealth that he had, some mufassirina of the opinion that he somehow located one of the treasures that was left behind by Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, Khazaini Yusuf, the treasures of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. He somehow got in touch and located this treasures, because of which he became very wealthy, and this wealth then developed pride in him. And another reason of his pride and his arrogance and deviating from the truth, despite being from amongst Bani Israel and being so learned about the Torah, and also being related to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, which Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has quoted, and he has mentioned that jealousy and hasad came into him. He was the cousin of Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wassalam, and he became jealous that my cousins have prophethood and I am not a Nabi. I also know the Torah, they also know the Torah. So he came to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and he mentioned this, that, "Oh Musa, I am not happy. How is it that you have become a Nabi? On your request, Allah made your brother a Nabi. Why is it that I am deprived with prophethood?" So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam told him that, "Look here, prophethood is the divine decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and no human has any say in presenting himself or qualifying of a level that he now becomes deserving of prophethood. Rather, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention repeatedly in the Quran, "Wallahu yakhtassu bi rahmatihi man yasha," that Allah chooses and selects for prophethood whomsoever he wishes. "Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata," Allah knows best where to place prophethood. "Inna Allah Ta'ala ikhtara Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faba'athahu bi risalatihi wa antakhabahu bi ilmi." Allah had chosen and selected Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his divine knowledge. And likewise, Allah had selected all the prophets. And then of course, amongst the prophets, Allah had made certain superior to certain. "Tilka ar-rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd minhum man kallama Allah." Amongst the prophets were those to whom Allah Pak had directly discussed, and Allah had spoken to them, and that is Musa كليم الله. "ولقد فضلنا بعض النبيين على بعض وآتينا داود زبورا." And indeed, we have made certain prophets superior to certain, and we had blessed Dawood عليه الصلاة والسلام with the Zabur. "لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله." We accept all the prophets as the divine selected chosen messengers of Allah. "هو اجتباكم." Allah Pak has chosen them, and Allah has chosen all the Anbiya عليه الصلاة والسلام. So Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام repeatedly reminded Qarun that, "Look here, this is the choice of Allah, this is the selection of Allah. If Allah Pak has not given you Nabuwat, that does not mean you cannot come close to Allah or Allah is displeased with you. This is Allah's own will and desire." As we learn from the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he was unaware that this revelation and this prophethood was put out for him. He was actually looking for some fire, and taqdeer in his luck and good fortune that was put out for him, the divine decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that never mind getting physical light, Allah Pak gave him spiritual light, that he became a leader of humanity, became the leader of Bani Israel. But Qarun, the hasad, hasad is such an evil thing. That is why Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ista'inu ala qada'i hawa'ijikum bil kitman, fa inna kulladhi ni'matin mahsood. That do your matters secretly, for verily every favored person. I quote this hadith, fa inna kulladhi ni'matin mahsood. Verily every favored man is targeted with the jealous eye. And this is exactly what we observe. Now while we're discussing this, I don't want to digress. However, since seen hasad has become part of the topic, let's just elaborate around it. The ulama have given the difference and the definition between hasad and ghibta. Hasad means tamannaya zawale ni'mati ghair, the desire that the next person must be deprived of what he has been granted. This person or that person must not have what Allah has given him, whether I get it or not, but he mustn't have. This is jealousy, this is hasad, which is unlawful, prohibited and forbidden. That why has he got, why haven't I got? This is totally unlawful, and it comes in the hadith. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that hasad and jealousy eats up your hasanat and your good actions. Although we know, respected listeners, we have so little good actions, why should we destroy it by this hasad when we know we own so little? It eats up your good deeds as fire burns wood. In the very same way, hasad eats up your good. And we find hasad is such a thing that no person, so to say, is protected and exempted. We had discussed in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, salatu wassalam, and in the tafsir lessons of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, that it was jealousy which then motivated and steered the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam to actually separating him from his father, creating so much inconvenience for their father, who was Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. And the story was discussed, but the point there again, it was jealousy that steered them in that evil direction. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam also makes mention that do your matters secretly, for verily every favored person is targeted with the jealous eye. And if we study the very first crime that took place on the face of this earth, the very first murder that took place, crime and murder, was directly linked to jealousy. Allah Pak makes mention, as we will discuss also here, the jealousy that came about in Qarun for Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Qarun, the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Habil and Qabil. Now with reference to Sirat-e Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and on the authority of a hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he has mentioned it in the following way, that Adam alayhi salatu was-salam, when he came in this dunya, then naturally he was the first person, the seed of the human creation, Abu al-Bashar, the father of insan, and with him our mother Hawa alayhim as-salatu min Allahi wa taslimat. Every time Hawa alayhi as-salatu was-salam gave birth, she used to give birth to twins, a boy and a girl. And the nikah of this boy and girl, that is the twins amongst themselves, was forbidden. However, the boy and the girl born would get married to the next pair that their mother gave birth to. So Qabil was born prior to Habil. He was elder than Habil, who was the son of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And the girl that was born with Qabil was of exceptional beauty. But naturally, she was born with Qabil, so he could not get married to her, because he could only get married to the girl that will be born the next time that Hawa alayhi salatu wassalam gives birth. And this girl that was born with him came in the share of his brother that was born the next time his mother gave birth, and that was Habil. Again, jealousy came into Qabil. He could not accept that my brother has a more beautiful wife than me, and he desired to get married to his twin sister. Now we have to specify twin sister, because it was getting married to one sister in either way, because we must understand there was no other human beings on this dunya. So how does the sunnatullah, the system of Allah, was the get together of male and female, and thereafter the silsila of insan coming in this dunya. So getting married to the brother and sister was permissible and was the system of marriage. However, getting married to one's twin sister or twin brother, this was the aspect of restriction, prohibition, and this was forbidden and unlawful. But Qabil, again, jealousy, the point we are discussing here with Musa alayhi salam in Qarun, he was so knowledgeable, he was so learned, but because of jealousy that he could not accept that Allah Pak had made Musa alayhi salatu was salam a Nabi. And Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has also mentioned this, that he could not accept the status and the rank and the rutbah and the maqam that Allah Pak Allah had given Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that he was the leader of such a large army of Bani Israel. And we know prior to the coming of this ummah, Allah Pak makes mention, Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa anni faddaltukum ala al-alameen. That Bani Israel was the most honored and revered nation prior to the coming of the ummah of Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi salatu min Allahi wa taslimat. So he could not accept that his brother gets married to this beautiful woman. Again, the fitna of woman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا تَرَكْتُ بَعْدِي فِتْنَ أَضَرُّ عَلَى الرِّجَالِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. I have not left behind me a greater fitna for the males of my ummah than the fitna of woman. And he kept on making an effort, but Qabil would just not budge and he would not listen. Finally, it came to the stage that now, to resolve this argument, they came to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, who was their father. And Adam alayhi salatu wassalam felt the best way to resolve this problem was that they should prepare some sacrifice, present it in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whoever's sacrifice will be accepted, that person's decision will be accepted. That means Allah is pleased with what he wants. The Quran makes mention, وَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, recite and narrate and explain to the Yahud in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the story of the two sons, Ibnay Adam, the two sons, Ibnayn, actually Tathniya, the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, in great truth, بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانَا, when they offered a sacrifice. And it comes in the riwayat that Habil had presented the most best sheep that he had. Those days they used to present the sacrifice, place it on the mountain. Sadaqah used to be placed on the mountain. A divine fire would come, burn it, which was a form of acceptance. We find amongst the khususiyat and the fada'il and the speciality of this ummah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that uhillat li al-ghanaim dun al-anbiya. The number one, the spoils of the war has been made permissible for me, and this was not so for the previous prophets. Likewise, sadaqah and zakat. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. That take charity from the wealth and take the zakat of the wealth and give it to the poor. So zakat and charity also will not be left on the mountain for a divine fire to eat, but rather will be used for the needs of the very same ummah. Amongst the specialities of this ummah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that جُعِلَتْ لِي الْأَرْضُ كُلُّهَا مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. The entire land has been made masjid for me. I can perform salah anywhere, and likewise my ummah. وَنُصِرْتُ بِالرُّعْبِ مَسِيرَةَ شَهْرٍ. And Allah Pank has given me divine awe that an army or an enemy advancing towards me from the distance of 1 month, already fear will come into their hearts. So the sacrifice of Qabil, the sacrifice of Habil was accepted. He had presented the best what he owned. And Habil had presented, according to the riwayat, some form of vegetation which was of no use and of no purpose and had absolutely no value attached to it. And this is what he had given in the court of Allah. And this is what Allah Pak makes mention and Allah has prohibited us from. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum wa mimma akhrajna lakum min al-ard wa la tayammamu al-khabitha minhu tunfiquna wa lastum bi-akhidhihi illa an tughmidhu fihi wa'alamu anna allaha ghaniyun hamid. Ash-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqra wa ya'murukum bil-fahsha. Oh, you who believe, spend from the good that Allah has given you, and do not spend that which you don't want to take yourself. Insan who is full of needs, who has lot of needs and who is muhtaj, he would not like to take something which is of a second class or which is not of an original standard, which is fake or which has some form of deficiency, which is of a lower standard, despite having the need to that item, but he finds it below his dignity to drive in something or to take an item which is of a lower class or of a lower standard. So Allah says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ. Allah is independent, whether it is of the highest quality or the lowest quality, he doesn't need. It's his kindness that he is accepting it. That is why he doesn't take it himself. لَيَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. If we go and give a king a present, then it is the kindness of the king that he has accepted our present. However, there is no need in his court for our present. So what does he say? Whatever was given to him, he says, okay, distribute it amongst the ministers, or give it to this person, or give it to that person. Likewise, Allah says, when you slaughter that sheep, it is the level of taqwa and sincerity in your heart. Otherwise, I don't need that meat. That is why Allah is saying, لَا يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Neither the flesh nor the blood reads Allah. Allah says, distribute it and you use it. I don't want it. So Qabil had given something that was of a very low standard. And we find it is mentioned, the Quran says, فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ. The sacrifice of one was accepted and the sacrifice of the other was not accepted. The sacrifice of Habil was accepted and Qabil was not accepted, which was a sign that Habil was on the truth and what he was saying was correct. But here again, jealousy, this is the point that I'm discussing here. And I'm highlighting, understand, respected listeners, it is a very common sickness. And we tend to overlook this and we tend to forget this. If we study, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that when a person does spiritual purification and he cleanses his heart from all spiritual maladies and illnesses, then amongst the very last illness, spiritual malady that leaves his heart is hasad and hubbaja. Pride, jealousy, and the desire for name and fame. This is amongst the very final stages that also if a person is lucky that it leaves his heart. Otherwise, many people who perhaps would purify their heart and gain some form of cleanliness and spiritual upliftment and progress, however, they do not get to the climax of the purification of the heart from jealousy and hubbaja. Allah Pak protect us from this evil sickness, and Allah protect us from all spiritual maladies. When he seen this aggravated his jealousy and this intensified his anger. Instead of saying that looks like my brother has taqwa, that is why. Because his brother told him that Allah accepts from those that have taqwa and rather develop taqwa. Rather he became more angry and more upset. And what did he say? That I intend killing you. So Habil very calmly told his brother, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِي يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. If you are going to stretch an evil hand towards me to kill me, I'm not going to be foolish to do the same thing. Rather, I will bear it patiently. إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. If you will kill me, you will take my sin also, and your abode will become Jahannam. With reference to Bukhari Sharif, Nabi Salam says a time is to come, a person will murder. La yadri al-qatilu fima qatal, wala al-maqtulu fima qutil. The murderer won't know why I'm murdering, the murdered won't know why I'm being murdered. Kilahuma fin nar, both of their abode will be Jahannam. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, we have understood the crime of the murderer. What about the murdered man? Nabi alayhi salam said, innahu kana harisan ala qatili sahibihi. The murdered had the equal amount of desire to murder. However, the person who murdered pulled the trigger before him. Otherwise, if this murdered person was given the opportunity, he would have also murdered, and he would have been the murderer, and the murderer would have been the murdered. So this is what we have to understand. And he made sabr. And finally, the Quran says, فَطَوَّعَتْ لَهُ نَفْسُهُ قَتْلَ أَخِي. His nafs and his evil encouraged him and promoted him and steered him in this evil direction. And then he kills his brother and he regrets. And then finally Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes mention how the crow comes and teaches him how to dispose of his body. So coming back to our topic of discussion again here, that it was hasad and jealousy that came into Qarun, that because of which he then left Iman, nifaq came into him, hypocrisy. Understand where this jealousy is leading the person. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam inconvenienced the Nabi of Allah, inconvenienced actually two Nabis. One was Yusuf alayhi salam, who later became a Nabi, and of course the father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, to such an extent that they themselves told their father, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفَ حَتَّى تَكُونَ حَرَضًا أو تكون من الهالكين. You are going to destroy yourself in the separation and lamenting and remorsing over the separation of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had reminded him, but he was very proud, and Allah says he had so much wealth. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. That the keys that led to the treasures of Qarun had to be carried by a group of strong men. Allahu Akbar. Na'a yanu'u actually means something that puts weight on a person. That means it was even latusqil, it was heavy or it was a burden for even a group of people. So much wealth was given to him. And as I mentioned, the Mufassirin say that this was the treasures that he located of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. His nation told him, La tafrah, do not be proud and arrogant. Allah doesn't like those people that are proud and arrogant. Like Mawlana Muhammad Umar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, Ni'mat aye to itray umat, musibat aye to gabray umat. If a calamity comes, then don't get excited, don't become despondent, don't become despondent. Allah says, kana al-insanu ya'usa wa idha massahu ash-sharru kana ya'usa. When a difficulty comes, man becomes very despondent, he gives up hope too quickly, he thinks that everything is dark for him and there's no future for him. And when a ni'mat comes, do not become arrogant. وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنَسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And through the wealth that Allah has given you, search for akhirat, spend it in the path of Allah. Rather, what did he say? إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Whatever is given to me is because of my knowledge, my experience, my know-how, my talent. It comes so beautifully, the poet says, that rizq comes from Allah, sustenance comes from Allah. Sustenance has nothing to do with a person's intelligence. The poet says, لَا تَجْزَعْ إِذَا أَعْصَرْتَ يَوْمًا فَقَدْ أَيْسَرْتَ فِي الزَّمَنِ الطَّوِيلِ وَلَا تَظْنُمْ بِرَبِّكَ ظَنَّ سُوءٍ فَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْلَى بِالْجَمِيلِ وَالْعُسْرُ يَتْبَعُهُ يَسَارٍ وَقَوْلُ اللَّهِ أَصْدَقُ كُلَّ قِيلٍ فَلَوْ أَنَّ الْعُقُولَ تَسُوقُ رِزْقًا لَكَانَ الْمَالُ عِنْدَ ذَوِي الْعُقُولِ. I don't have time to elaborate on this couplet, but I will just mention that couplet which is relevant here. فَلَوْ أَنَّ الْعُقُولَ تَسُوقُ رِزْقًا. If intelligence brought wealth, لَكَانَ الْمَالُ عِنْدَ ذَوِي الْعُقُولِ. Then people of intelligence would have been rich. However, the reverse and contrary to that, we find people who hardly passed in school, a man who can't sign properly, who's not familiar with basic mathematics, is an owner of a large and enormous empire. This is the understanding that it is divinely decided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So his nation reminded him, but rather he was proud and arrogant. And Allah makes mention, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً وَأَكْثَرُ جَمْعًا. Doesn't he ponder and reflect and contemplate that many people who came prior to him owned much more than him, but Allah destroyed them, كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا, as though that nation never existed. أَلَا إِنَّ ثَمُودَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِثَمُودَ أَلَا إِنَّ عَادًا كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِعَادٍ قَوْمِ هُودٍ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِمَدْيَنَ كَمَا بَعِدَ الثَّمُودُ. Allah makes mention how he destroyed their nations. فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَأَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ. Allah says we destroyed them. وَكَمْ قَسَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. How many nations didn't we destroy and finish them up totally. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ عَتَتْ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهَا وَرُسُلِهِ فَحَاسَبْنَاهَا حِسَابًا شَدِيدًا وَعَذَّبْنَاهَا عَذَابًا نُكْرًا فَذَاقَتْ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهَا وَكَانَ عَاقِبَةُ أَمْرِهَا خُسْرًا. But he did not ponder. Again, wealth brings about pride, arrogance. And now the point that I want to discuss here, also relevant to our incident, we have not forgotten, we are discussing Musa alayhi salatu was salam. فخرج على قومه في زينته. One day he walks out among his people in great pomp and show. Thousands of people, a lot of people on his right and left. A lot of people are impressed. قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون. Those that were desirous of this world from amongst Bani Israel said, look at Qarun. إنه لذو حظ عظيم. Indeed, he is the possessor of a great share. Such a lucky, fortunate person. But those that had ilm, true ilm, إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. Allah says that ilm must bring about the fear of Allah. كفى بالمرء علما أن يخشى الله. If your ilm brought in you the fear of Allah, then that is true ilm. Otherwise, it is not ilm. May Allah Pak give us ilm nafi. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wanfa'na bima allamtana. Those that had knowledge immediately told them. وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون. Those that had knowledge said, woe, the reward of woe be to you. How can you look at this? How can you be impressed with his dunya? There's absolutely nothing in that. Look at the, remember and understand, thawabullah, the reward of Allah, that is the reward of akhirat, is much better and much more rewarding and everlasting for those that bring iman. And wala yulaqqaha illa sabirun, this will only be given to those people who are truly patient in following the truth. Now, bringing in another ayat which I had mentioned in the beginning of the khutbah, wherein Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la takunu kalladhina aadhaw Musa. O you who believe, do not be like those people who had annoyed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and had made false accusations against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now under the commentary of this ayat, which is a verse of Surah Ahzab, the concluding verses of Surah Ahzab, the Mufassirin have discussed many things. In fact, even in Bukhari Sharif there is a riwayat. Now I'm going to create the relevance between this incident to this incident that what we are discussing here of Qarun in the 20th juz of the Quran. Those that were desirous of the world looked at his world and impressed. One day Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was lecturing with reference to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu's tafsir, and he was giving a lecture and Bani Israel was listening. One woman stood up in the midst of this and she stood up and she said, this person, that is Musa alayhi salam, is having evil relation with me, referring to na'udhu billah, having unlawful contact in front of the entire congregation. Bani Israel always doubted Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this was another opportunity. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was very disturbed. He fell in sujood and prostration before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then he performed namaz and he stood up and he pointed to that woman and he said, remember, Allah is watching you. Speak the truth. What you are telling the people, tell them, is this the truth or it is a lie? Own up and speak the truth. When Musa alayhi salam said that, with the jalal of nabuwat, she felt a tremor in her heart and she said, no, Musa, I ask for forgiveness. Rather, it was Qarun who had instigated me and he had paid me so that I can accuse you in front of the entire congregation of the evil act of zina and fornication. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, he was very upset and he was very displeased. And then he cursed Qarun, and Allah told him, O Musa, the land is at your disposal. You command the land and it will do as you wish. Now let us understand these verses of the Quran. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِيَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. Allah says, we commanded the earth to swallow. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam pointed to the earth with reference to the tafsir of Abdullah ibn Abbas, and the earth split. And on the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi says, فهو يتجلجل فيها إلى يوم القيامة. That Qarun will continue sinking into the depths of this earth till the day of Qiyamah. Now those people who yesterday looked at him were impressed at his wealth, were impressed at his popularity. The Quran makes mention, وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَقُولُونَ وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ. They started regretting and they thanked Allah that, oh Allah, we thank you that you protected us. We were desiring his wealth. If we had that wealth today, we would have. This incident of him sinking into the earth was happened and transpired in front of Bani Israel. They seen the outcome of the so-called wealthy man who was proud and arrogant, and as I mentioned, jealousy, which instigated his evil and his deviation from truth. That is why they praised Allah that, oh Allah, you in your wisdom knows best who you give wealth and who you don't give wealth. Now another commentary of this difficulty, لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى. Do not be from amongst those that annoyed Musa alayhi salam. That was, they used to say that, we find Bani Israel with reference to the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, they lacked modesty and shame and haya. So they used to gather together at the river and they used to take a bath. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, full of haya, modesty, shame, bashfulness, he used to bath separately. And in fact, because of the high level of shyness that was found in him, he disliked looking at his own body also because of modesty. Every time he used to go separate to bath, they used to pass false accusations against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, making evil claims against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometimes they used to say, no, he doesn't want to reveal his body because maybe his skin has some deficiency or he suffers leprosy. And na'udhu billah, they even went to the extent of making such evil, nasty, ugly statements that really one doesn't have the courage of also bringing it on one's tongue. But nevertheless, quoting what is recorded in the books we mentioned, they even said that na'udhu billah, he doesn't want to come and bath with us because he has some form of deficiency or some form of illness in his manhood and in his private organs. Now Allah says, فَبَرَّاهُ اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا. One was the explanation that I gave you, that do not be amongst those that inconvenience. And the inconvenience Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam so much that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with reference to Abu Dawud and Tirmizi, consoled and comforted himself by saying, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى لَقَدْ أُوذِيَ بِأَكْثَرَ مِنْ هَذَا فَصَبَرَ. May Allah shower his choicest blessings on Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when the kuffar opposed the message of Nabi alayhi salam and he was was hurt and they were discomforting him, he consoled himself and said, may Allah shower his mercy on Musa. He was inconvenienced more than I was, but he exercised tolerance and patience. So I should also exercise that same tolerance and patience. The Quran makes mention, يَسْأَلُكَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ أَن تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ كِتَابًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَى أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَقَالُوا أَرِنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرًا فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. The Yahud came to Nabi alayhi salam and they said, we want you to reveal one divine scripture. It must be revealed in a book form. It must be prepared totally. We don't want this bits and pieces. Like the Torah was given in one entire form, that is how the Quran must be given to you. They came and gave this question and this request to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and various other baseless arguments. وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا سُيِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى. That through this Quran, mountains must move and the dead man must stand up. And we must able to cover journey, etc. So Allah Pak says, فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَىٰ أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Oh my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the condition of the Yahud. Never mind asking you this. They asked Musa alayhi salam something more greater and more wrong. And that is, they are asking you only for a book. They told Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, we want to see Allah with the naked eye. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, comforting himself, looking at the difficulties that Musa alayhi salam went through. And this is what Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء, the people that will encounter the greatest difficulties are the prophets. ثم الأمثل فالأمثل, and then those that will resemble the prophets, they also will be tested by Allah Pak. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and we ask Allah to give us afiyat. However, if He tests us, may Allah Pak give us sabr as Musa alayhi salam and all the Anbiya had exercised in the establishment of the Deen of Allah. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected listeners, the ayat kareema that I have recited are selected verses of Surah Taha, and some are verses of other surahs of the Quran, but pertaining to the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In today's program, I'm trying to, inshallah, discuss some important points which we have been discussing throughout the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but I think are of additional importance, which I wish to discuss as a part of conclusion and as a summary to the entire incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. At the onset, we should understand at the beginning, this entire incident that we have been discussing.